Kia ora and welcome to this episode of Around the Fire. You may have picked up by now that I've got an online women's community called the Hummingbird Collective, and in it we are learning to live. We're learning to go, actually, what's important to us? What do we want to spend our time doing? What could life look like if we're actually truly, truly living? And part of the healing journey and part of understanding actually really what brings us joy and what we want to spend our time doing can really help if we look at the relationship between the inner child and the inner adult. Now, there's other therapies and therapists that will go into this relationship in a much, much deeper way than I do. But when I came to understand more about it, it really helped me to see some of the behaviours, some of the patterns that would play out if the relationship between my inner child and inner adult wasn't great. And then also just what a pivotal part it is of actually learning to live again. And so, yes, the way I see it is that we have an inner child and we have an inner adult. And quite often you hear about the inner child, don't hear about the inner adult so much. But the dynamic between the two can be really powerful if it's healthy. So our inner child is very much who we were when we were growing up. So back in our childhood, he or she will hold, you know, potentially some of those wounds, those core beliefs from those times. But our inner child is also the one that wants to bring play and fun and colour and energy and vibrance into our world. And then our inner adult picks up parenting and how he or she relates to their inner child by, again, the parenting or from the adults that we had around us when we were growing up. And we can find that it may just be that actually the dynamic's not very good. You know, when we hear of some of the self-talk that sometimes comes up, it may be that actually our inner adult's not being very kind to our inner child. And we can often hear that it's some of those same things that were said to us when we were younger. And a totally like neutral example was I was outside one evening, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, so in my adulthood, and I came inside and I had a voice in my head that said, "Don't go in empty-handed." And I just smiled because it was, you know, absolutely my dad's voice type thing, but my inner adult had picked it up. And, you know, nothing wrong with that at all, quite reasonable request. But, you know, it really showed me that we can pick up things from, yeah, as I say, parents, adults around us, whether it's things that they've said or just ways that they've been, or maybe that things that we sort of experienced, you know, maybe there was a parent that didn't let you play, or maybe that you had too many responsibilities as a child and didn't get to play. You know, so it might be some things playing out like that, you know, we can now see that actually we don't give ourselves permission to have fun or play or whatever it might be. And it can be quite confronting, sort of understanding more about this relationship. And it friggin' sucks sometimes because we can think, well, it's bad enough that, you know, that happened to me when I was younger and now I'm doing it to myself. And so, yeah, just again, can be confronting. So bringing compassion into the mix around that, you know, recognizing that you were and are still doing the best you can with what you had and what you knew at the time. But moving forward, it's looking at how can we really re-educate our inner adult to be kinder to our inner child. And, you know, I don't want to make out that the inner adult's a baddie. He or she is only doing what, you know, they've been taught, what they experienced, what they witnessed earlier on. But it is possible to start picking up on some of that language that's happening, some of the behaviours that are happening, some of the things that, or potentially some of the things that are not happening. And the ultimate place to get to is where those two are in communication. And what it can look like is, if the inner adult's running the show, then I know that life can get a bit dull during those times. I'm doing a lot of adulting. It's possibly sort of work related, or maybe there's other responsibilities that have come into the mix. So yeah, quite full on times, quite head based, and not a lot of play, not a lot of space, not a lot of fun times, creative times, not a lot of that going on. But also, if inner child is running the show, then we can find that, you know, we're kind of procrastinating and we're not moving forward. We're not getting some of those adulting things done and happening. But when, you know, there is a balance between the two and they're both feeling heard and respected and their needs met, then, as I say, it can be really powerful. And sometimes it can feel easier if we're trying to change up the self-talk a bit, to imagine actually speaking those words to an inner child. Because when I've heard some people's self-talk, I've gently asked them if they would say that to their own child or a nephew or a niece or a friend's kid or whoever it might be. And they look at me horrified and they're like, no, of course I wouldn't say that. And I'm like, well, what makes it okay to say it to ourselves? And so, yeah, you know, beginning to pick up on that language. And yeah, as I say, sometimes it's easier to imagine that inner child and go, okay, actually, I can be gentler with some of this self-talk. I can find some more kinder, wholesome, supportive, encouraging things to say. And it's been interesting providing that space and really getting to know my inner child and how she plays out. And sometimes the self-talk is quite clear that, like there was one Friday evening and I was really trying to get some stuff just finished off, but I hadn't communicated this to her. And my reason for getting it finished off was so that we could have the weekend, but I hadn't told her that. And so, yeah, I literally heard this voice going, are we nearly there yet? Like, really bored and pissed off. And it was just like, okay, well, just finish off. And then this is what, you know, it means we can do it at the weekend. And she's like, okay, she can be really patient as long as she's communicated with and feels heard and feels that her needs are being met. And it really is around sort of building up that trust, building up our inner child trust in our inner adult. And for those of you that have shared the coaching journey with me, you'll know about the conscious choice model, the conscious choice model, with the red loop and the green loop. And yes, you know, the more that we can take that green loop, the more we can take those steps towards our authentic self, choosing the kinder thing for ourselves, choosing the most wholesome action for our future self. Then again, that's collecting those bits of evidence that we are looking after ourselves, that our inner adult is hearing us and seeing our inner child's needs. And it's quite interesting to see how the inner child plays out. Like, you know, there'd be different sort of behaviours or actions. And, you know, once I got more understanding, I was like, ah, there it is. So one of them, some days, I took me ages to realise that some days I'd get dressed and I'd purposely seem to want to wear clothes that didn't match. And I'm talking, you know, 30s, 40s and like age wise. And yeah, you know, I just thought, kind of just went for it and didn't really think too much of it, just wondered why. And totally come to realise that that's my inner child kind of going, okay, this is what you've got going on right now, but this is the bit that I can do something about. And I'd find that I'd literally say the words to myself, I don't want to play today. It wasn't, I don't want to get up. It wasn't, I don't want to go to work. It was, I don't want to play today. And so then, you know, that was such an alarm bell for my an adult to listen and go, oh, actually, yes. You know, having looked at the last few days or looked at the diary or seen what's coming up or whatever it might be, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. Inner child's not happy. She's not felt, seen, heard, or had her needs met over this time. And they're pretty low maintenance. You know, it doesn't take much before, you know, well, A, to be communicated with to begin with. So it's just like, and I had to say to her that day, or one of the days where she didn't want to play today, that like I literally had a full day and a workshop in the evening. And I said, we don't have much wiggle room with this today. But, you know, let's just keep it on the radar. And if we have space during the day, let's go and do something. And yeah, tomorrow afternoon, we do have off and I'll make it up to you. And then inner child's like, okay. And I guess the important thing is to make sure we keep our promises. Make sure our inner adult does follow through. Otherwise, inner child will pick up on that. And then again, that trust between ourselves breaks down again. So yes, building the relationship and the connection between the inner child and the inner adult. Another example has been that around chocolate. And I came to realise that the only time I really, really, really want chocolate is when my inner child's needs are not being met. So again, if I'm doing a lot of the adulting stuff, it's literally like my inner adult goes, here, have a bar of chocolate and just be quiet for a bit. I've got things to do. And if my inner child is got playtime, if she's been with friends, if she's, you know, been down the beach, if we've gone and taken a picnic or whatever else it is, if her needs are met and we're having fun and playing and creating, I'm not fussed about chocolate at all. Like, can take it or leave it, or yeah, like just not fussed about it. Whereas, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm certainly better than I was. It used to be big bars of Whittaker's, but yeah, now it's just small bars. But yeah, as I say, if it's only like that real gotta have chocolate, yeah, is if my inner child hasn't got anything else going on in her world at that time and is beginning to pipe up a bit, and inner adult has to carry on. And yeah, can't meet her needs straight away. So it's just like, have a bar of chocolate, I'll get back to you. So knowing that, it's like, well, I could have the bar of chocolate, or we could just do something fun for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. As I say, my inner child is pretty low maintenance, and so it doesn't take much for yeah, her to feel that. And, you know, when we can really get clear on her needs, so underneath red zone uncomfortable feelings are unmet human needs. So we can literally start to get clear on, okay, what are we feeling? What are we needing? And what can we do to make that happen? And so that can be in that moment when you're starting to feel that maybe there's a bit of sort of imbalance. And then also as a regular practice, you know, as a maintenance practice, what are the activities, things, choices that you can make on a regular basis so that time and time again our inner child feels heard? And to kind of come full circle, this totally relates to learning to live, because when it comes to burnout, I'm not a quick learner and I've experienced it a few times, and it really has been that inner adulting, that working and, you know, not having the balance between, yeah, the sort of adulting side of life and then the fun and play and creativity and that side. And so, yeah, you know, learning to live when we're not living authentically, or, you know, when we are going through struggles and tough times, then, yeah, you know, things that we enjoy tend to be the first to go out the window. But if we can be aware and we can start to bring them in again, and just like I often find myself saying when it comes to self-care, that, you know, I don't want you to feel that it's just another thing to add on the to-do list. Oh, I've got to do some self-care because I've been told it's good for me. Self-care in a child's requests and wishes, it's all wholesome stuff. You know, it's all part of our green zone. It's all part of actually living, truly living authentically. You know, so the more that we can create a routine, if you like, or keeping it on our radar, then, you know, we do end up seeing opportunities to do something different, to go out the norm, to do some playtime, whatever it might be, get the paints out again that have been hidden away, and actually give yourself, ourselves, permission to have fun, to play, to laugh, to create, to do silly things. You know, just those things that actually are super important in life and, you know, can really quite quickly make a difference in terms of actually starting to feel that we are living authentically and that actually there's some real cool stuff going on. And we, you know, do start to get some more of those glimpses. And again, you know, the ripple effect of us having those times, it's going to be huge. Because, and again, some people will feel that self-care or taking those times for ourselves could be selfish, but trust me, it's not. Everybody benefits when we have that balance going on and we have some of that playtime and that fun time. And it doesn't need to be massive weekends away. It doesn't need to be really expensive. You know, we can actually just do something fun within really a few minutes. Something different. Maybe you go down to sit at the beach, but actually, that was another time. But there was a real tussle between my inner child and my inner adult as to whether she could take her shoes off. You know, my inner adult was like, no, you get sandy feet and then you're going to have to shake all the sand off. And my inner child was just like, yes, this is good for us. I don't know if she even said that actually, but like, this, like, I want to feel the sand in my toes. And so we did, thankfully. And it was so much better, such a better experience than just walking along the sand and trainers. So yes, that's kind of my thoughts around the inner child and the inner adult. As I say, other therapists will absolutely take it deeper. But I love just getting to know mine, loving her for what she brings into my world, the silliness and the craziness and the playfulness and the joy and, just how special she is, and that she is super patient with me and is a massive part of my journey of learning to live again and bringing in what can and is available to us for life. And finally, a shout out to my inner adult. Absolute respect to her for what she has navigated us through, how we found our way, and has absolutely been the sort of driven working, sometimes driven working, sometimes avoidant working, or whatever else is going on. Absolute respect to her for what she has made happen and where she has got us so far. And love how she interacts with my inner child now. And we don't always get it right, as I say. Would have only had one of those chocolate incidents really quite recently. But again, it's just, it's like, ding, alarm bell, too much adulting. What are we going to do? Fair play to my inner adult who then does something about it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Around the Fire. And if you've got any thoughts or questions, or if something's sort of clicking, making sense for you, or you've got some feedback, then I'd love to hear from you. My website's liz-fry.com. So yeah, drop me a line and let me know where you're at.